In today's Mishnah, we're on the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 1st Berakh Masechta Sota. The Mishnah begins, Haytam Hitkaseh B'Levanim Mechasa B'Shchorim. So the Mishnah here continues with the thing we started yesterday, that they were trying to grade her. So in other words, if she was dressed in white clothing, they dress her in black clothing. And the idea is to make her not look as pretty. And importantly, the Braita points out that if black clothes were appealing, they'd also put her in different clothes that were less appealing, or to say more ugly. If she came to the Beis Mikdash presenting herself with golden jewelry, the katliot, or say necklaces, or nezamim, nose rings, v'tavot, and other rings, they would remove it from her kedein lenavla in order to make her look ugly once again. What they would then do is mevi chevel mitzri, they would bring an Egyptian rope. So this rope was made with palm leaves. And v'koshra lamala medadeha, and they would tie it above her chest. And we've already mentioned yesterday's Mishnah that her clothing was torn, and this was to ensure that the clothing stayed up. V'kol harotzei lirot, anyone who wanted to come and witness this would be able to do so. Balirot, chutz me'avadeha v'shifchoteha, except for her own servants and maidservants. Why? Mipnei shilibah gas bahem, because the issue is here is that she'll try and keep a strong front in front of them, and that the idea is we far prefer her to admit to the act rather than going through with the entire process. And it continues, V'kol anashi mutarot lirota. And also all women are not just muteret, it's actually encouraged. There's an opinion, Gemara explains, they were chayavot, they were actually obligated to see it. Why? Shenemar, as it says, it's a quote from Yechezkel, V'nivasru kol anashi v'lotasena kezimatchena, which means that all the women will be taught and not act and not perform her lewdness. In other words, the idea is that we use this opportunity to use it as a disincentive or a deterrent, I should say, for other women copying her behavior. So let's continue. Mishnah says now, Bimeda shadam oded ba nodedin la, which means that the Torah treats a person measure for measure. So part of the process, we do things to her to mirror, or as a, if you like, as a punishment for the way she carried herself. So Mishnah says, Hi kishta et atzma la veira. She dressed herself up in order to go and commit the Aveira. And this is, even though we don't know what actually happened, if she actually went ahead and did the Aveira, but the fact she dressed herself up to go into seclusion with this other man, therefore the Mishnah continues, Hamakon Nivla. Therefore, part of this process, the Torah says we have to degrade her, make it look disgusting, as it says quite clearly, her hair's uncovered and made wild. And we also said in the previous Mishnah that she's dressed in a fashion that's unbecoming. And I said, Higilta atzma l'aveira, she revealed herself to perform an aveira, meaning, again, she didn't act in a manner of tzniut, so she went amongst other men in order to show herself, in order to perform this act of tzniut, and hamakom gila aleha. So therefore, the Torah commands that this whole show was done, well, the whole process of sot was done in a show-like manner, right in Shaar Nikanor, in the heart of the Beis HaMikdash. And it continues, "Bayarech hitchila ba'avera tchila v'char kach ba'beten." In a case of znut, it begins with her, say, thigh, and then proceeds to her beten, her insides, her stomach. Lefichach, that's why when the Torah describes a curse, it does exactly the same manner. Tilakeh, she's struck or cursed, bayarech tchila, with a thigh, and after that her beten, her insides, her stomach. As it says explicitly, when it comes to the curse, Yiten Hashem otach la'alal u'shva b'tochamach, and it says, Betet Hashem et yerechech nofelet v'et bitnech tzava, so that her thigh will fall and her beten, her stomach will swell. What's interesting here, that's the way the curse orders it. However, the way in practice it occurs, as we'll see later on, it actually starts with the stomach first. It says, U'sha'ar kol guf lo palat. The Bartender explains that the comment of this Mishnah here is that despite the fact no other parts of her body are mentioned by this curse of how the Mayim Ma'arim, these bitter waters, were going to affect her, nonetheless, it says all the other limbs as well wouldn't be, lo palat mid, will not be saved from this curse and the effect of the Mayim Ma'arim, these bitter waters that she'd be drinking, and therefore would be also weakened or affected by this disease that we'll learn about in the course of the Masechta. Those are Mishnah today.